Blog Talk Radio.
What it do? It's your man, Nudie the Prince, and I'm rocking with my girl, Trina Stars. Girls Night Out Radio and Sunday Creations. You heard me?
All right. We are back, you guys, for another radio interview, podcast, all that good stuff. Okay? It's going down. Tonight, for those that do not know, this has been heavy promoted. Have you noticed that? It definitely went down. It is the BBW Takeover Part 2. If anybody remembers, the last year we did Part 1 for Pump Princess, and then this year we're doing Part 2. Tonight we are interviewing my good friend, my boo, my manager, Cotton Candy XXX. She'll be calling in very soon. And then after that, I'll be interviewing another BBW adult star, Miss Lovely Silk. If you guys haven't noticed, they are all on tour with me, so we'll be talking about the tour, their careers, personal lives, get all of your business, and tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is, what's the craziest revenge you did to get back in the ex? You already thinking hard. Oh, my God. I don't know if I want to answer you. Okay? So right now, what Sunday Man is wondering, okay, it looks like you have something you want to say. We're going to go into this. Migos one time, girl, turn
on
radio, turn on.
Migos! Migos in the building, man. Quavo 1/3, what it do to me? What's up, DJ J Rock, man? We ready to goddamn fuck the city up, man. Down South Bangor. Bow, bow! Migos!
Smoke one time, drink one time. Let me fuck on one time. Tell the club up one time. Smoke on one time. Drink on one time. Let me fuck on one time. Set a club up one time. Only take one time.
Only take one.
Only take one time.
Only take one time.
One time, one time.
For me to put my eyes on you,
I'm looking at you.
Only take one time for me to just get high with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Only take one time for me to just pull up. Yeah. Only take one time for my nigga pull up with the troubles and a 100-round drum.
Nah.
Cut them off one time and they gone.
No,
what type of shit that you want? What type of drug that you want?
Why
you're in the label, we put them on.
Young rich nigga.
Championship. You know that we win and won this year.
Who win another one, boo?
I don't have to empty the clip. She wants on me out of here.
Bow,
took your hoe for the first time.
One time.
And I only hit her one time.
One time.
I walk in the jury store for the first time. I'm walking out looking like Busta Rhymes.
Yeah.
I told my niggas we gon' see dollar signs. I told them one time.
I told them.
We overseas for the first time. But it's only the last time.
Smoke
one time.
Smoke one.
Yeah. Drink one time.
Drink.
Let me fuck on one time. Tell the club all one time. Smoke on one time,
smoke.
Trace on one time, let me fuck on one time.
Smash.
DJ J Rock, Mr. Down South Bangers, let's go.
Only take one time,
only take one, only take one time,
only take one,
only take one time,
one time, one time,
only take one time,
one time, one time,
only take one time,
only take one,
only take one time,
one,
only take one time, only take one time.
Migo gang say it one time. Now the chopper sounding like a drum line. Call up the plug one time. He pulling up with a 100 line. One rhyme and one cosine. Have you in the drop top? No mind. Let me smile one time. Let me pass one time. Let mama staring. Let me hit the gas one time. One time, one time, one time. I got more tango than Busta Rhymes. Niggas calling me, but I am one of a kind. You say you be drinking, but only one line. Only take one time for a nigga to snitch. Only take one time caught with a brick. Bump in your lip, you get shot in your shit. All of this work, I need me a forklift. Hit a nigga with a chopper only one time. I got the pocket rocket and it's on me all the time. My diamonds hit one time and it make you blind. That nigga fight for nigga cross the line. Hit one time, I stressed it to a nine. I got 200 buried in the ground. One gun with about 200 rounds. They looking for you when the lost and found.
Smoke one time. Drink one time. Let me fuck on one time. Tell the club all one time. Smoke on one time. Drink on one time. Let me fuck on one time. Tell the club all one time.
Only take one time.
Only take one time.
Only take one time.
Only take one time.
One time, one time.
Only take one time.
One time, one time.
Only take one time.
Only take one.
Only
take one step for me to call my niggas up and they pulling up. Thinking about running up, I'ma chop it with the chopper, then I hit the runner up. My mansion got a stress of furniture. Typical bet, it come with the turbulence. The guess what time it's over with? I'm in Vegas at casinos, I'm betting my poker chip. Just like a spider, I whip up the gang. People, they thinking Peter Parker here. What's up, Versace, and they got us to fight. Niggas try and get one shot in your brain. Niggas fighting, but they gon' see your night. Nigga, my family, only one gang. I came from the north side and baited the ace. I fucking up the city, we got our own light. Now we blowing up like we on the mind. This bitch is khaki, Versace down my spine. For speeding in traffic, I'm doing 200. The niggas say, for the stop sign. Taking your bitch and I'm fucking one time. But that bitch, she be calling me more than one time. I drop an 8 one time, y'all drinking one line. You ain't never seen $100,000 one time.
Smoke one time. Smoke one. Drink one time. Let me focus on one time. Tell the club all one time. Smoke on one time, smoke. Drink on one time, let me fuck on one time. Set a club up one time. Only take one time.
Only take one.
Only take one time.
Only take one time.
One time. One.
Okay. All right. Oh my God, we is live. I can't deal with them. That was that nigga one time. Okay, so we sitting here. You know, the nice topic is, what is the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex? And we in here like, shit, we just let these niggas just part ways. We don't even care like that, huh?
That's messed up.
I mean, I feel you. I don't think I ever did nothing crazy like revenge. Like, I mean, if I don't, not to no ex, I just want that nigga to leave me alone. Right, just do whatever you do. I mean, people do that, you know what I'm saying? I guess. I don't know. Yo, even when I was younger, I don't think I ever really, I didn't give a fuck. I
went out. Nigga ain't want to something, but nothing more than that. I think we all
do that. Yeah, like, I just don't. I don't think I give a fuck like that. Maybe y'all do. Y'all can call in with y'all answers, but I ain't never really. Give no bitch. I ain't never really. I guess. And I'm still cool with some life, so I don't even be. Okay, what about your ex bitches? My bitches. Did I do anything crazy or revenge? No, no. I think if anything, they mad at me. I'm not mad at them bitches. I'm still cool, really. I guess. Shit,
I'm
tomorrow.
I'm making on the ass
to I'm just saying, I
got something on my mind. That's what I said.
I mean, revenge. I mean, not if it was a girl, low key, and I was fucking with the bitch, and we got into a fight, I should probably talk to her. I don't know. I gotta think about it. So, I don't know, because none of my.
I think the most patient
thing I would do is burnt up a nigga's pepper weed. Oh, you gotta go.
Pepper
weed. Wow. No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know. I'm still trying to think. I don't think I ever really. I don't know.
You gotta think about
it. I don't know, because I don't know. Bitches do be mad at me, though. But I don't be... My boy.
Oh, man.
I can't think about it now. But revenge? I don't know. I did revenge on the bitch.
I mean... This is what I just said.
Oh, shit.
I don't think you're looking at it, but you're going to think about it when I tell you, like, yeah, I guess that's probably
good. And that was an ex of mine? Just one, a bitch I just didn't like. Because it's a bitch I didn't like, bitch. I don't know, tell her what I would have did.
No,
I used to, yeah. Yeah, but that wasn't me, though. I didn't do that to
me.
I didn't like her, though. But, I mean, I'm on my show tomorrow, like, bitch. No, but I mean, I never really cared for her for whatever he fell into, but no, I don't fuck with people's tires. Bitch, you fuck with my tires. Tires cost too much, bitch. I'm really going to try to kill you. For real. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't go to the motherfucker and get Habib and get the motherfucker $25 tire.
If you do, shit.
With the patch on it.
Hell, who want to pay for that anyway?
Yeah. But I don't
know. That a
No, I don't know. I do petty shit. Like, I'll eat a bitch food. Like, I ain't about to, you know what I'm saying? That's petty as hell, ain't it?
No. Because I'll be mad as hell.
Thank you.
Hey,
mama,
because
that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm looking for some shit. Like, when I get home, like, okay.
But these ain't bitches I dated. These are bitches we just didn't like. It's a difference. Like, bitch, we just don't like you. So we just don't ruin your world.
It's a bully.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. In some form or fashion. But I don't know. I don't know. Well, I have to. I don't think I have. I don't know. I'm going to let Shine tell me what she thinks.
Cut the nigga off.
Yeah.
Change your number.
Well, you're pretty, you can do shit like
put
that.
Put them on call block.
It's ugly bitches that want to flash fire in there.
Mm.
No, it depends on what the
nigga did.
Mm-hmm. And where you at in your life.
Yeah. You could be like,
I can't discuss what I say.
Man.
I'm pretty ass bitch on that. I never, I mean,
you always think the ugly bitch always cutting.
Oh, I have. Me too.
That was my husband.
I done hung with the pretty bitches,
and
we
done
all been out
there. I never bust no windows, but his car
went
up, and I
figured
get on fire. I ain't never
said
nobody else get on fire.
But that's still with your husband. I done been with a pretty bitch, and we done
tow up the whole bill. Mo, you got a story? What is the craziest thing you, the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex?
Somebody did
to you.
Either or, to an ex.
Yeah.
You did something crazy to somebody. Somebody did something crazy to you.
Somebody did something crazy to me, Mo. Oh, this nigga wild. See, he's a wild nigga. Okay, what you did?
We got to break.
Ah, dang. All right. We're going to go into this break, and then we're going to go into this interview. Okay, we're going to go into future commas.
Fake nigga lie to a real nigga. That's just some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay right for my real nigga. That's just some shit that I'm gonna do. Fuck all the commas. Let's fuck all some commas, nigga. Let's fuck all some commas. Do this shit wrong. Yeah.
DJ Esco.
Filch. Filch. That's some shit don't do. DJ Eskimo City.
Fuck us.
commas. And fuck out some commas, yeah. And fuck out some commas. And fuck out some commas, yeah. 100,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. 300,000 to 500,000. 1,000,000 dollars out of money shop. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. Get no fucks, yeah. We don't get no fucks, yeah. 40,000 to 100,000. 100,000 to 100,000. 300,000 to 500,000. 1,000,000 dollars out of money shop.
Have a money shop. Let's have a money shop.
Okay, hold on, hold on. I think we're on. Hold on. All right, that's gonna be another topic. We gonna get to that. Yeah, that's next. That's coming up. Yeah. Yeah, we gonna get into that. Okay, so that was that comma.
Okay, y'all.
That was okay, y'all. Hey.
He is lying. I'm the nigga, you the bitch. That's how I felt.
He's crazy. Okay, that was that comma. Future. Oh, my God. All right, so we're about to go into this interview. Okay? That topic just had, it broke it off into like three other subjects. I need to have Regina write this down so she can put these together for the next show. So they was all good ideas. But we're going to go into this interview. I got Cotton Candy on the line.
Shoes on.
Cotton Candy, how are you?
Yes. Hey, babe, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you guys
okay.
hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Thanks for calling
All right.
in.
Yes.
So I want you to let nobody know. You know, people just got out of jail. You know what I'm saying? They don't have cable TV. They don't have
okay.
Wi-Fi. You know, they still got
right.
MySpace, Black Planet pages. I want you to let everybody know who you are and what exactly does Cotton Candy do.
Okay. Oh, my God. Cotton Candy does a lot. All right. I am Cotton Candy of CottonCandy.com. I am a BBW porn star entertainer, one of the premier hottest BBWs in the game. Yes, I'm going to bobblehead for a minute. And... I also am sponsored by Local Choice Spirits. I have a liquor sponsor, so I'm branded. I also have my own music label called Wet Music Group. I am mm-hmm. a distributor for Universal Distribution Group. And
mm-hmm.
I manage the lovely stars, her sexy self, Big Old
Aww.
Booty, as well as Miss Christina V and the wonderful Lost Boys DJ, DJ Truth. So I got a couple of different, I wear a couple of different hats, a couple of different revenue streams.
Oh. All right, so I'm like, you're getting all the money. That's what I got out of it. You're getting all the money.
All in some genre.
All right.
No stuff. I don't sleep.
Right, that's what's up. Okay, so let me ask you this. So, you know, the whole BBW movement is like, it's getting big. Like, people don't even know. Like, it's growing. Like, I don't know. Like, ever since, I guess, Drake mentioned everybody. I don't know. They just, everybody just ran on the bandwagon. I don't know. But, like, since you've been in the game for a minute, like, explain. I don't think people even understand what that label is. Like, explain that label. Because people act like they don't even understand. They just think anybody, I don't know. Like, it's so many different types. It's just crazy. So break that down
Ooh.
For people so they can be educated.
Okay. First off, I'm going to start off saying there is somebody for everybody. Okay? Mm-hmm. Somebody likes everybody. But
mm-hmm.
in the BBW, it stands for Big Beautiful Women. If you
mm-hmm.
know that there are some areas you need to work on, being a big girl, you need to work on them areas. Before you come out and say you're a porn star, or before you come
mm-hmm.
out and say you're an adult dancer, you're an entertainer, you need to own your craft. You need to represent
mm-hmm.
BBW. Those that are BBWs that feel like, oh, I'm so sad, he's not going to like me, you need to find a nigga that do want to hold on to your stomach, that do want to hold on to your sides when he's fucking you. That's what you want in your life. So the BBW brand was bigger than Drake. It's a $8 billion industry that people don't talk about, but everybody watches. BBW porn is the most watched porn in the industry, but nobody talks about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's what
that's
the BBW thing is for.
Yeah, that's what's up. But that's
this
what's
is breaking wallets.
Now, let me tell you this. Now, you was giving somewhat kind of advice to girls that are BBW. I want you to elaborate more. Like, if a girl in the game that was just getting in the game that is BBW that's trying to get into it, what advice would you give them?
Okay, first off, you don't need no man managing you. Manage yourself. If you can't go to your mom or your sister or some form of family that you can trust, manage yourself. That's number one. Because if you're going to be laying down on your back, spreading your legs, letting some niggas run up in you and juice and splooshing you, then you need to be collecting your own ducats and doing something with it yourself. That's number one.
Right.
Number two, if you want to start out to build your brand, start out on rude.com, R-U-D-E.com. Build yourself up. You can keep all your money yourself, work for yourself, do some webcamming through maybe naked.com, BBWcon.com, or even, what is that, Night Sweat out there, or do like me and keep all your bread to yourself and do Skype packages. So I'm not into giving my money away to nobody. I don't work a 9-to-5, so everything I got, I earn. So y'all need to be on the same level. Stop doing shit for free. And fuck that free shit. That's number three. Fuck that free shit. No cheap shit and fuck that free shit. If everybody would stay at the regular real prices, you're a fucking fantasy. So if somebody want to hit you up, and if that's what you do, good. You know, everybody get their money their own way as far as escorting, fucking for money. Let's call it what it is, prostitution. If you want to prostitute yourself, then do it, and you a porn star, do it for the fantasy rate. Don't be on fucking Backpage for $50 for the hard 50. That shit ain't right. For $200 or $400. You should not be little, no less than a G for a nigga to run up in you and he's in there watching you every day on Pornhub. So where do you do that at? Y'all need to stop that bullshit. All
right. Okay. That's public service announcement. We didn't say it. She did. Y'all better stop that bullshit. Now,
stop that bullshit. I need some t-shirts.
The tour that we are on, I want you to let I can't wait. I know that the start date is May 28th, a day before my birthday, actually. And everybody's been talking about it. I want you to explain, people that's listening, what is the tour about? Explain it, break it down, how they can buy tickets, because people act like they didn't read.
Girl, okay, the BBW Takeover Tour is a Cross the USA tour that we all put together as entertainers, myself, Trina, Cakes Bad, Silk, and we said, okay, I took everybody's schedule, tried to make sure we can get to each city, make sure everybody's schedule was in line, check the facilities, made sure travel was okay. And then we put the tickets. We priced out everything for the tickets. We found out, like, the cheapest that we could go was $125 a person. So we put it all up. We're coming to, right now, we had so many. I think we had 23 cities, but so many girls have burnt so many guys stealing money that they did not want to buy the tickets online. And I am not traveling to a city anywhere with unsold revenue. Like, I don't travel on my own money. I travel on bread that I make before I get there. So those cities that did not purchase tickets, we dropped. So if you look at the new flyers, it's not 23 cities anymore. I think it's maybe like 8 or 9. And Cherry Hill, Philadelphia, Virginia, I believe it's Wichita, Atlanta, L.A., and Orlando. And side note, Trina, I think we got an orgy in Wichita. I think we got an orgy in Wichita. I'm going to talk to you about that when we get off the phone. Something came through my phone last night. Like, they want to do an orgy. So, like, some girls want to put on. We got an orgy to do. In Wichita. So, you might want to buy your tickets and fly out.
I know you've been getting.
I'm going to do makeup and bring the bag to that.
Okay.
No, what I'm saying is I know you've been getting some crazy inquiries. That's why I wanted you to explain, because the stuff that comes through my Instagram DM about this tour,
God.
Be like, oh, my God, like, what y'all expecting? Like,
what do we
really
do? Listen.
Yeah.
Like I said before, I don't knock anybody's hustle. I just hustle differently. Escorting is not my thing. So if you're trying to come to these parties to fuck Cotton Candy, it's not going to happen. If you're trying to come to these parties to fuck Trina, it's not going to happen. Silk is not going to happen. Cake Bad is not going to happen. These parties are set up as bachelor party themed settings. Everything that goes down in a bachelor party as it exits the set. It's going to go down.
Right.
These titties will be in your face. I will smother you with my ass. Everything. We down to nudity. You can touch. You can feel. I don't care. I'll fart in your face if you want it. But everything except for sex is going down in these parties. We might even have a girl show for you. Who knows? But there will be no sex. There will be no sex. We have fan movie packages that we offer for that. If you want to pick a girl or two girls or three girls that you think that you can handle, if you boss like that, and you want to do a movie with us, yes, we sell those packages. Right. Those are available on the ticket scene. But other than that, it's not a, I get the fuck Cotton Candy for $125, because that should have never happened. That'll never, I get those because, like, not gonna fuck you for $125? No, don't eat the wildest drink. Never believe that. Ever believe that?
Right.
It's never going to happen.
That's
you can't even
good.
Breathe on these $125.
Those that are looking, that are looking to reach you, how would they find to reach you? I want you to shout out all your social media info.
Okay, social media. Let's say Twitter. I'm not on Facebook, so let's start with Twitter. Twitter is at @CottonCandyOneLove LUV, or at @CottonCandyBBW, or at Wet MG. IG is now at @CottonCandy underscore one LUV and at @CottonCandyBBWPstar on Instagram. You can find me on Black Planet at @CottonCandyOneLove. You can find me on MogulSpace at @CottonCandyOneLove. You can find me on Magenta at @CottonCandyOneLove. I'm everywhere. You'll find me everywhere. So just look for me. Don't face Cotton Candy. So,
now, let
I'm
me
everywhere.
Ask you this. Now, tonight's topic is, what is the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex? Have you ever did anything crazy revenge to get back at an ex?
To get back at an ex? Nah.
Yeah.
I don't hold grudges. Nah, this is what in a relationship, I give you shots. Like, you have a shot to fuck up, and then you have a shot to do this and do that. But once it's over, it's over. It's done. I don't backtrack. I don't do that. So I don't worry about being, because I'm on to the next. It's too many niggas. I'm on to the next. When you fucking with me, I'm going to screenshot something I got today. My B Diddy 2. I got two B Diddies. My B Diddy 2 sent me a text today talking about he missed me.
Okay.
Yeah. When I'm going, I'm going.
That's what's up. When she's gone, she's gone. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to let me interview you, people know what they're expecting from this tour. And I will definitely be talking to you very soon, sweetie. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too, boo-boo. I'll see you soon. I will see you soon.
All right, I'll talk to you later, honey.
You all take it easy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye. Okay. All righty. I was concerned. Yeah, I was concerned. You see how that just happened? All right. That was Cotton Candy Triple X discussing the BBW Takeover Tour. We will be interviewing another girl on the tour, Lovely Silk. She'll be calling in very soon. Right now, we're going to go into some music, and I hope we don't have any more technical difficulties today, because I don't need it. And we'll be right back. Girls Not Already, I'll sign up.
You make it look like it's magic. I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So long when you hold it back, 'cause I hate when the moment expects it. So I'ma care for you, you, you. I'ma care for you. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
Off of any old nigga, 'cause I don't care about your nigga, phone nigga, phone. must be doing magic. Turn fucking you to a habit. I can name a lot of things that the other man won't do for you. I do for you. When I ain't shit at your condo, relate. Just a scene to see you straight. Then cut like kid's cake. I got that feeling for you. That feeling that you crave each time I do it for you. I made that bad pussy be ain't not popping. Bottles of toppers, so open the budget. I'm potty, so fuck it. The concierge told me my new baby looking like Latoya Lucky. Let my money get older.
In the city where I'm not there, I owe you time. Let's plan something out when I come back from Europe. Swear I'm withholding my urges till you get this one-on-one shit like your name Katie Kirk. I gotta get you those snow tires for your Mercedes. I'm glad you reminded me, baby. All of these things let my mind, it's been crazy. Bite on your shoulder, I know that's your favorite. Touching yourself to that video we made a month ago. You were freaking your covers blown. How you told me innocent and that to ya, I never know. Fuck it, girl, I'm about whatever, though. Yeah, I guess a nigga just believe in you and that's proof for you. Can name a lot of things any other man won't do for you. I'll do it for you, that's real.
Don't believe me, just why?
Ain't played enough. Okay. All righty. We're back on, y'all. I know they like, what is going on? They just playing number music. I'm like, it was getting real back here. It was real, real. All right, so before we got into this, that was like a countdown, we just playing a song. We did an interview with Titan King Triple X. She gave everybody the details on the BBW Takeover Tour. Right now, Minutes will be writing on our interview with the beautiful, lovely Silk. She's also on the tour with us. And tonight's topic is, what is the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex? The answer's been real. Okay, this has been a real show out here. It's not the fish talking, this is a real show. For real, the answer is just a bit too much. Tomorrow, what we doing tomorrow, y'all?
Karaoke.
Okay. Tomorrow's karaoke night, it's drama here. Everybody come on out. That's in Detroit. It's at 14229 Greenfield in Detroit, Michigan. And we're going to be singing, and we're going to be having clothes, and we're going to be having baskets. And what else we having? Sex toys and jewelry. What else y'all have? That's it.
Food.
Beverages. That's it. From what time, y'all? 7 to 11. Going down, so y'all come on and support Team Drama here. 14229 Greenfield Road. It's going down. You still doing your Mother's Day giveaway?
Yeah. Yeah, email me.
Where did they email you at?
MissSunday@yahoo.com. Email me.
And what they got to email to you?
A deserving mother, and why do you think they deserve a Mother's Day basket?
Can I find out?
No.
Damn. I got a story though.
No.
Damn. Can I put my best on the list?
No.
Damn. How can I get a Mother's Day gift? Damn, I can't even put my basket on the railway though. Damn.
That, yeah.
Okay. Damn. I guess I had to get my pennies together. Fuck that. Damn, I'm trying to get something in the railway.
Oh.
Okay. So, you guys, this is our last show for April. Starting May the 1st, I have our celebrity blogger, Allie. She'll be giving us all the tea once a month on Girls Night on Radio. Can't wait.
All right.
Right. We got some hot interviews coming up in May. Okay. We got 50 the Body, Triple X, Porno Star is going to come and do an interview with me in May. And also, so Detroit Shape Jackpot the Juice. I was about to mess his whole name up. I was about to mess it up. It was not pretty. Jackpot the Juice will be doing an interview for Girls Night on Radio and plenty of more in the month of May. And it's also my birthday, you guys. At the end of May, I can't wait. Happy, happy. I know, it's okay. I'm pouring champagne on hoes. I'm a girl, okay? Yes, girl. What about Moscato? Wade Zivendale. Little Chardonnay. Seagram Gin.
No.
Damn. I'm pouring something off the bitch. I'm going in.
I'm walking in with that pink champagne.
You okay? I'm going to have a bar, though.
No,
you're
not.
I am. I don't know what I'm doing, but the month of May is definitely going down. You guys need to follow us. Follow us on Girls Night on Radio on Instagram to find out who we're all getting together in the month of May. It's going down. So, yeah, we're going to get in this interview. As soon as she calls, we're going to
wait.
Okay. I'll see. It's got real. Let me go ahead and do some music. And we're going to play That Nigga in My Life by Goldie Fox. I know.
We together is like, I don't know.
Iron.
Damn, daddy, you the best on my Ray Charles shit. Cause I can't see them cats, and baby, here we rest. I let you come for me. Are you ready to be a king? Well, let me introduce you to your queen. That talking walk so mean that I wanna test it out. And I got three hoes for you, baby. Take a pick of which one you want. Yes, yes, the type of pleasure that me and you in dupes. That shit so fantasy. That dick game straight the truth. And daddy, yes, you do. Get me to my peak. Beat it up real good shit. Put a chick like me to sleep. And yes, we travel places far beyond the skies. And you got the best seats in the house right here in between my thighs. Now that I got that ride, put me up on all fours so I can throw it back. Tell you daddy, yes, it's yours. Put me up on all fours so I can throw it back. Tell you daddy, yes, it's yours. Yes. And you can get it, baby. And you can have it, baby. And I'ma give it, baby. Anytime you want it, baby. Yeah. And you can get it, baby. And I'ma get it, baby. And you can have it, baby. Anytime you want it, baby. Damn, daddy, you the shit. Never said I love you, though. Thought I said I love the dick. Don't get all salty now. Chuck it up and take the joke. Well, let me make it up. Inside my throat, you might be hard and all, be a thug out in them streets, but inside my kingdom, baby, your job is between them sheets. Put your legend inside me, a little deeper, make me scream. And when you feel it pull, be prepared to catch that cream. I ain't no Aretha, baby, but you make me wanna sing. Fuck being one of them plates, you gon' help me coach the team. Love, serenade, thing, whatever you want me to do. I'm here to please that boss, that pussy off of you. Fuck them other dudes, they ain't on my list no more. Once you came into my life, them cats had to feel the pro. They ain't on my list no more. Once you came into my life, them cats had to feel the pro. Yeah. And you can get it, baby. And I'm gonna give it, baby. And you can have it, baby. Anytime you want it, baby. You can get it, baby. And you can have it, baby. And I'm gonna give it, baby.
That's
yours, you did. Ain't nobody else had that. Just catch you, baby.
Motherfucker holding soap. Did she come to the club alone? No one cares, no one knows. Fuck a nigga, I'm about to get her. I'm turning up without no remorse. Niggas hate, but I ain't gonna play. Just like the luxury, I fold them up. Ho, what's up? You know what's up. I'm trying to fuck your body smoking like a Folgers cup. I'm the teacher, you the student. Girl, you bad, that's the reason that I wrote you up. I'ma give you some dick and your boyfriend, he need to be fixed. Cause I swear that boy broke his fucking like he's picking something up.
Make you wiggle, make you wiggle, do that dance. Now you bitch,
let go.
Beat it up, make you wiggle, make you wiggle.
she know how to throw it. She got some pretty nipples and it pierce, you better know it. She got a pretty face, keys to her own place. I won't see how them titties taste, I won't see how that kitty taste. But I don't do no dinner dates, I'm really trying to smash some. If you ain't gonna let me rip, the least you could do is smash.
He told me, spin it up, make you wiggle, make you wiggle.
She's crazy.
All right. She's literally crazy. We are back. Okay. Girls Night Out Radio is definitely going down. We are. Oh my God, these text messages. Okay. We are. We are waiting for this beautiful, lovely stuff to call so we can get this interview with her and get all in her business. For those that are just tuning in, shout out to our callers. We love you guys. Thank you for calling in and supporting. Okay. If you haven't heard, today's topic is, what is the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex? Okay. We want to know, what have you done? She has done revenge on Andre. It's crazy. She's crazy. All right. So, yes, we will be getting to this interview. I think she's on the line right now. I'm going to answer and see if this is her. Hello, hello, hello. You're on with Girls Night Out Radio.
Hello.
How are you? Who am I on with?
I'm doing good.
Okay, I know you're doing good. She didn't get what I said. I said, who am I on the phone with?
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. This is Lovely Silk.
Hi, Lovely Silk. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to the stream this whole time.
Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so I'm glad that you are on. I'm going to get into this interview. I want you to first let everybody know who Lovely Silk is and what is it that you do.
I am basically a past BBW porn star. I'm kind of in the middle of, I guess you want to say, retiring, but I haven't officially retired. And I do tours with Cotton Candy as well. So I do the whole dancing thing as well.
Okay. Now, how did you get started in the whole... Say what you're going to say.
Oh, no, and I'm a gamer. Apparently, I'm gaming right now. So they're actually listening to you guys stream, too.
Really? Oh, hi. Yeah. The gaming world, that's what's up. Okay, so now, how did you get started into the whole being in the porn industry?
Holy fuck. I've been in the industry since I was really young. I didn't go, I guess, mainstream until about maybe 3 or 4 years ago, and when I shot with Plumper Bass. That's when I went mainstream, actually, when I first met Cotton Candy out at BBW Fan Fest. It used to be called BBW Fan Fest back then. Now it's like BBW Con. So,
okay.
Yeah.
That is definitely what's up. Okay, so you've been in the game for a minute, so that is good. Okay, now let me ask you this. Now, we're going on tour together. I can't wait to see you and meet you. Let all your friends know, what should they expect from Lovely Silk on the tour?
Basically fun. just a bunch of, I haven't really planned it out completely, but Yeah.
You haven't planned it out.
Just a bunch
you,
of.
You know, it's definitely going down.
Yeah, it's going down. Yeah, I haven't seen Cotton Candy in over a year, so I'm really, really excited. And then my event is in Orlando as well. I'm hosting the event in Orlando. The BBW Porn Star Explosion 3.
Yeah, I know. I definitely can't wait. Let everybody know, like, the details on that event and how can they, you know, purchase tickets to that event.
BBW Porn Star Explosion 3, this is, of course, my third year. And it is basically, you know, a strip event, which really sucks in Orlando because, you know, there's rules and regulations to abide in Orlando. I do throw an after party, which is a little bit more, you know, entertaining. As Cotton Candy was saying, you know, there is no escorting and all that crap at the parties. It's, I mean, you can find the information on my Twitter. My Twitter is Lovely Silk. Silk is spelled with two L's. So it's LOVELYSILLK. That is my Instagram, my Facebook. Everything is spelled with that name, like any kind of social media that I actually have. Tumblr, Twitter, Facebook, and I don't know what else. No, I don't have Snapchat and all that other craziness.
I hear you. Now, you know, tonight's topic is, what is the craziest revenge you did to get back at an ex? Have you ever done anything crazy revenge to get back at an ex?
You would think I would because, you know, being Puerto Rican and all, you know, you would think I'm fucking insane. I've thought about things, you know, about being crazy and, you know, doing things to get back on one of my exes, you know, he cheated on me and my friends were like, oh, yeah, let's go do this and let's go do that. And I'm like, bro, I don't have time for that. Just let him go fuck off. Like,
right.
I mean, the worst I've done is I've cheated on a guy. You know, that's it.
Right.
That's it. I went and had like a threesome.
Right.
That was it.
But it wasn't like something super crazy.
No, I've not. Believe it, crazy enough, I'm not. I'm as Puerto Rican as I am, and I have the Puerto Rican attitude, and I'm quick to fucking, like, cuss somebody out, but I'm not, like, that crazy. Like, I'm not batshit crazy, like some people like to say.
That's good. I wish I could say the same about myself.
I can't. But it's so horrible.
Yeah, that I know that I'm a little ill, I still don't, like, crazy revenge. Like, no, I just don't be bothered. Like, I just stop talking to you, you know? So, I don't know.
Like,
I guess that's
I was just talking to my stream. There's this guy that's been bothering me that I haven't talked to since fucking November, and he's mad because I gave some other guy head. And I'm like, why am I even answering him? I'm like, why am I even answering your fucking messages? Like, You're I don't even talk to you anymore, but they'll follow my Twitter and stuff. And even though I'm not really active as I used to be, you know, they still stalk the fuck out of me. And I'm like, bro, just leave me alone. But I can't stop myself from answering the text messages. Like, I'll answer even if I'm telling you, hey, go fuck yourself. I'm answering. I need to learn how to not answer.
Yes, that is something definitely you need to work on.
No, believe me, I do.
Right.
I do, because that pisses me off.
Right. Thank you so much, Lovely Silk, for letting us get in your business and talking to you. And I can't wait to see you on the tour. Enjoy the rest of your gaming, and I'll definitely get with you soon. Thank you so much.
All right, sweetie, nice meeting you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, that is what's up. We're gonna have that is definitely gonna be one of our top.
Okay.
She said the nigga the head though.
I gave another nigga head. You wanna be all bothering me? You worried about peeing my lips, right?
Okay, and she was so real. She was so real. No problem saying it. You better. Mo, you always walk into like some real shit.
Fuck off my motherfucking back.
Okay. It's been going down. Man, I swear. Tonight's show's been, y'all silly. I swear, it's just not a dull moment, even if I wanted to be a dog. Like, I swear. Okay.
Mo, you want to shout out your Instagram? What's your Mo? Why you come here Friday with that mess? Okay, but you shouting it out. You about to pull it up? Okay, all the ladies, follow Mo_Will23, real Detroit player. Come fuck with a real Detroit nigga. Shout out my nigga Mo. You gonna find somebody, Mo. You don't? Why? I'm gonna need to make our show. Find Mo a girlfriend.
Okay. For the love of Mo.
For the love of Mo. Girls not already on this.
Yep.
We're gonna find you some bad bitches.
Yeah.
What you want then? A basic bitch. Okay, ladies, there's Mo_Will23 looking for basic bitches that just go to work and go home. Okay. Mo said we're going to find you a woman for the love of Mo. Girls not already in your dishes. Right. Get Wayne coming here, get some bad bitches. We should have like a little door probably do blind date.
Okay.
Like just the number one.
Okay.
That'll be hot.
A little dinner.
Yes. No. Mo, you wouldn't do that for us?
Interview one at a time.
Right.
Like background check.
Okay.
Credit
score. So what the credit score got to look like? What you accepting?
Get something in your name other than Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, my God.
Metro.
Okay.
Metro.
Okay. It's going down.
You get a car in your name. Or a house.
You expecting?
Yeah, anybody can get that, but it's about the down payment.
Right.
You don't want the high down payment.
Okay, so Mo looking to build with a basic bitch. So I ain't even here. Definitely going down.
Like a t-shirt.
Okay. Building with a basic bitch. All right, that's what I'm going to do. We need to do that when I in between my tour. When I come back, we're going to find Mo a basic bitch to build with for good credit.
I don't want no bad bitch.
Even if you're looking for the BBBs, basic bitch to build with.
So you can give her that drip, drippy drop. Shout out to Mo. That's his song. For real, bitches gotta know the words the drip drippity drop. To win a day with Mo. Pull the lyrics up. It's going down.
Going down.
Okay. Well, before we shut down, we want to invite everybody to come out that's in this D to come out to Drama here tomorrow.
Yeah, anywhere.
From 7
to 7- fly in, get on a Greyhound, drive from Livonia, come from Ohio, bring your check,
okay,
your pocketbook, your debit, credit card, cash, stop at Chase. We take it all.
Okay.
Come on in.
We're going down.
We're going to have lovely items. You're trying to spice your sex life up. Sex toys with the lingerie. If you just want to buy your mama something for Mother's Day, we got $5 jewelry.
Okay.
Basket. We got, I'm on it. We got everything you need. Hair. If you want to get your hair, your mama hair together for Mother's Day, we got Brazilian, Malaysian. It's prime season. We got the prime packages going.
Okay.
For the $325, you can get lashes. Brows,
okay.
A prime corsage of your choice in color.
That's what's up.
You can get 2 16-inch bundles and a face full of makeup.
All right.
And
a
side of
my wheel. Not
for the prom season.
That's it, for the prom season.
All right. I wish I was going to prom. That's a good-ass deal.
You have to be going to prom. I got to specify that.
Yeah, because now I'm
got to be a prom student, a student going to prom in high school to take advantage of this deal. So please, DM me and ask me, could you please get the prom special because you're going with your sister to prom? No, that don't count. You got to be actually going to prom.
Prime special. That's what's up. Dope prime special. All right.
So, yes, tomorrow we will be here at 14229 Greenfield Road. It's definitely going down for 7-Eleven. We're doing karaoke, strip shop. It is definitely going down. Y'all come on out and support us. And, yeah, follow us on Instagram, Girls Night Out Radio. Follow us on Twitter, radio_GNO. We love you guys. We're going to leave this stripper with y'all. And we're going to be up. We'll see you guys
May the 1st, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, May the 1st, okay? First of the month, everybody getting their paper. We'll catch y'all then, and we're going to leave y'all with this stripper, okay, on Girls Night Out Radio. See y'all next Friday.
Stripper, you don't really love me. Louie the Prince, baby.
Bunch of in the strip club, and I have a sleep. Look up at the stage, let me tell you what I see. I see a bad bitch going dumb. Man, goddamn, I think I fell in love. Oh, Lord. She roll that ass like hot ties. Her body cold like H2O. Going hard, stay clapping ass. Call that round, never blood. She super thick and got tattoos. She the print, man, all that. When she walk past, I swear to God, man, I'm gonna grab all that. One time for this bitch and two times for the rest of her. Yeah, I love them strippers. I would never think no less of. Grind on me, I like that. Throwing money, she like that. I'm running out of ones, baby. I'll be right back. Stripper on the pole, you the coldest of them all. Money in my pocket, you gon' make me trick it all. You don't really love me, you just want my money. Turn that ass around, make it shake up, come and get it from me. Stripper on the pole, you the coldest of them all. Money in my pocket, you gon' make me trick it all. You don't really love me, you just want my money. Turn that ass around, make it shake, come and get it from me.
The way I bounce is fast. Well, nigga, gone and throw that cash. You hoes wanna hate on me. Bitch, go die and be a bitch. I'm the one who they came to see. Hit the stage, all eyes on me. Get money, it's all I know. Boss bitch, I run the show. Get money, it's all I know. Boss bitch, I run the show. Pretty smile, nice tits. I see you with your looking ass. He think I love him.
Hell no.
I just want the cash. Nigga, don't bullshit.
Quit playing.
If you ain't tipping, don't
talk to me. Stripper on the pole, you the coldest of them all. Money in my pocket, you gon' make me trick it all. You don't really love me, you just want my money. Turn that ass around, make it shake up, come and get it from me. Stripper on the pole, you the coldest of them all. Money in my pocket, you gon' make me trick it all. You don't really love me, you just want my money. Turn that ass around, make a shit and come and get it from me.
Come on, come down. Shout out to all my strippers all around the world. Shout out to Trina Star. I see you, girl. We gon' set some shit up with this right here. Like that, we gone. Bye bye. Aruba Dirty. Sayonara.